It's my great pleasure to welcome all of you to TCU's fall semester commencement. To each graduate, I offer my heartfelt congratulations. This day really belongs to you. Commencement is a glorious day of celebration for you, our graduates, for your family and friends, and especially for this great university. This season of holidays is made even more festive by the accomplishments of today's graduates. To many families, the diploma is actually a gift from their graduates, representing the long-held dream of many parents and family members. For most graduates, the university diploma is in some measure a gift from their families, whose support through the years was so important to their success. And I mean emotional support and especially financial support. Thank you, parents. But let me assure you that these diplomas are not gifts given to graduates. They have been earned through long days and short nights, through bouts of illness, yours and your computers, through orange barrels and detours, through a succession of part-time jobs and full-time assignments, through broken hearts and great romances, through memorable moments and lasting friendships. You, our graduates, have been on quite a journey to get to this day. Let me remind you how long it has been since you actually began this undertaking. When most of you arrived for Howdy Week, Brad Pitt was still married to Jennifer Aniston. Britney Spears was still married to Kevin Federline. I have to admit, I don't even know who half these people are, but I know they're people you all think are famous. And none of us knew John and Kate or cared about their eight. When you began your studies, twilight was actually a time of day. Twilight's the thing that all you are so gaga about that I totally don't get, but... And tweet was a sound made by a bird. You came in with Grand Theft Auto 3 and you leave with Cash for Clunkers. While here, the Apple Store replaced the Gap, Dutch's replaced John's Hamburgers, and Texas Stadium was replaced with Jerry's Palace. On campus, you saw the old bookstore destroyed by fire and the new store open at last. You saw the dance hall dreamer Pat Green, the Zac Brown Band, and One Republic in concert in the new campus commons. Many of you cast your first vote for a president in an historic national election. You came in with a booming economy. Now the only thing booming is the Black Eyed Peas' Boom Boom Pow. Again, never heard it, but a kid in my class told me, make sure I say that. Last month, the Oxford American Dictionary announced their selection for the Word of the Year. From among such submissions as hashtag, staycation, H1N1, and netbook, they declared that the Word of the Year is the social network term unfriend. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they obviously didn't do their research here at TCU because clearly the Word of the Year at TCU is not unfriend, it is undefeated. Y'all are great. You're applauding exactly where I thought you should. The entire campus has had a lot of fun cheering ourselves into laryngitis, putting on a great show for ESPN's game day, and watching Lee Corso put on the Super Frog head not once, but twice. 12-0. What a season. It is customary for us to ask graduates to comment on a favorite memory of TCU. Many students commented on the undefeated football season, but others had a lot of other great remarks. One commented on a difficult project resulting in a good grade, or a memorable performance resulting from months and months of practice. One student, however, made a play on words as he described his favorite undefeated moment, passing biomechanics. Passing a class is a victory many of you can relate to. As TCU students, you have challenged yourselves academically through research, writing, and vigorous classroom discussion. You inspired your faculty members and elevated your classmates with your commitment to success, even when the going was tough. Some days you were frustrated and some days you were discouraged. In a few courses, you snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. Today is evidence that you too are undefeated. From the concert stage to Daniel Meyer Coliseum, from the Frogs for the Cure to Leaps, you have stepped up to leadership. With compassion and commitment, you enhance the life of this campus. We have described TCU education as learning to change the world. At TCU, you have learned many things: art history, mineralogy, Latin American history, the philosophy of law, British literature, and much more. You have sampled our outstanding academic offerings, and in the process, you have learned how to learn. You take with you the skill to comprehend the complex, but also the love to appreciate the simple. You have taken with you the skill to analyze and evaluate and trust your own instincts, to communicate by listening, and to persuade by understanding. You have learned in the classroom, in the laboratory, the studio, the stage, and beyond, and you've learned a great deal. You've learned from roommates who have been forgiving of all kinds of bad habits and bad days, from classmates who have explained again a concept with which you have struggled, from faculty members who have nudged and nurtured you to greater clarity and confidence, from staff mentors who got you involved in campus life and coached you. As graduates, maintain your TCU network of support. You will surely need it again and again. In life, there will be many setbacks and surprises. They make the victory sweeter and the relationships even stronger. Speaking of relationships, I want to share a short story with you about two men who were students at TCU in the fall of 1961. They were fraternity brothers and classmates and roommates, and they were set to graduate in the spring of 1965. However, they were not at graduation, as they were both drafted into military service. Circumstances of life prevented them from returning to college. They maintained a close friendship throughout the many years and came back together to TCU for a lot of different reasons, but most recently to complete some unfinished business, their college degrees. Today, they receive their diplomas. Not only has their relationship remained strong, but they pursued their dream when many people have said, "Does it really matter?" It did matter. It mattered to both of them, and today they will graduate, and you'll see them up here later. We also have at least one graduate I know of in the audience today who will be receiving their third degree from Texas Christian University. Thank you very much. Just keep pumping that tuition in. I really, really appreciate you. As educated men and women, we expect you to change the world, which may mean delaying some of your own personal dreams to return to them later. Don't forget that it does matter to pursue and complete your dreams. This isn't just commencement day rhetoric. I sincerely believe that you can, must, and will be agents of change. Given the privilege of education, you now have a responsibility in your careers and in your communities to change your life and change the lives of others. Clearly, this is a challenging time around the world and right here at home. The issues we face as citizens are many. Nearly 50 million people in America, including almost one child in four, struggled last year to get enough to eat. 1 in 8 women born in the United States today will develop breast cancer at some time in their lives. And the list goes on and on and on. From Dallas to Darfur, from Fort Worth to Fallujah, your leadership, your ideas, and your energy are needed. You have heard it said that these problems are so huge that they cannot be defeated. Far from it. Each of you can and will make a difference. Some in this class will teach for America. Some will run for school board or public office. Some will volunteer at community shelters or food pantries. Some will discover or invent strategies that can defeat diseases, improve living conditions, and create jobs. Some will write and perform works that will lift our spirits and inspire our actions. Many of you are already doing these things. Keep it up. You have the ability to affect great change. As we enter a new decade, you are beginning a new era in your lives. This is a time of opportunity and a time of urgency, possibilities, and promise. Allow me to share just a few final words of advice. 1, live with integrity. Act ethically. Laugh loudly and often. Love completely. Say thank you to those who believe in you and make what you do possible. And don't forget that fifth grade teacher or 4-H advisor somewhere along the way whose encouragement set you on the path you are on today. Think before you tweet. Some things should not be reduced to 140 characters. know that what happens at TCU does not stay at TCU. It goes with you. Memories and friendships, hold on to them. Continue your winning ways. Retain your undefeated spirit. We will continue to be proud of you, and I pledge to you that all the faculty and staff in this room, we will work hard every day for the rest of our lives to continue to make you proud of us. Congratulations to each of you, and especially to your families, and thank you very much for choosing Texas Christian University. Go Frogs!